CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.
The Greek parliament has approved tough economic measures required to enable a third international bailout for the country to go ahead. The new legislation includes tax rises and an increase in the retirement age. The vote passed despite a revolt from some hardliners in Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' ruling left-wing Syriza party. It now paves the way for starting negotiations over the new 86 billion euro bailout over 3 years. Ahead of the vote, protesters clashed with police during an anti-austerity protest close to parliament, and police responded with tear gas. Some 40 people have been detained. China's economy has posted a better-than-expected growth of 7% in the second quarter of 2015. The growth rate, unchanged from the first quarter, beat a median market forecast of 6.9%. The National Bureau of Statistics has attributed the growth rate to the government's bold moves in macro control and adherence to structural reforms. More than 7 million new jobs were created in urban areas in the first half of this year. Inflation rose by only 1.3% during the period. Japan's National Security Advisor Shotaro Yachi is scheduled to visit China from Thursday to Saturday for a high-level political dialogue. Yachi's visit is at the invitation of Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi. Both sides will exchange views on bilateral relations and mutual interest issues. A former leading member of the Chinese government during the 1980 to 1990s has passed away. Wan Li, former chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, passed away on Wednesday at noon in Beijing. He was 99. China has protested against the Philippines' consolidation of a rusting warship on a Chinese reef in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Junying says China is firmly opposed to the reinforcement of the warship, which illegally landed on the beach of Ren Ai Reef off the Nansha Islands in 1999 under the excuse that he had been stranded. China has since repeatedly lodged protests with the Philippines, demanding that the country tow the warship away. Manila has not taken any actions, citing a lack of parts. Hua Junying is accusing the Philippines of increasing illegal activities on the reef in an attempt to occupy it. She says the move shows the Philippines is the real troublemaker and rule breaker in the region. At least 8 people have been killed and 18 others wounded in renewed violence in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian military says 8 of its soldiers were killed, the highest daily casualties of the Ukrainian army since early June. Meanwhile, a rebel commander is accusing government troops of moving heavy artillery to the front line and resuming intensive shelling against rebel positions. Violence in eastern Ukraine has claimed more than 6,500 lives since it began in April 2014. NASA's New Horizons science team has revealed new images of distant dwarf planet Pluto and its moon Charon. This comes after the U.S. spacecraft sailed past Pluto in the distant reaches of the solar system on Tuesday. Through those images, Alan Stern, New Horizons' lead scientist, says he's very confident that they have found water on the planet. This could change scientists' understanding of the small world that was once considered icy and dead. Pluto has yielded signs of geological activity with evidence of past and possibly present-day tectonics or movements of its crust. The world's largest solar-powered aircraft has been forced to push back the second half of its round-the-world flight due to overheated batteries. Solar Impulse 2 will be grounded in Hawaii until early spring 2016 while it undergoes repairs. The aircraft is equipped with as many as 17,000 solar cells. Starting in March 2015, from the Persian Gulf, the single-seat aircraft has completed 8 of 12 legs of its journey, covering nearly half of the team's global goal. Its latest 5-day flight from Japan's Nagoya to Hawaii broke the world record for absolute distance and duration for solar aviation. China's internet regulator has reprimanded the country's 2 major web portals for failure to prevent a sex video from going viral online. The video, shot on a smartphone and posted early on Wednesday, shows a young Chinese couple having sex in the fitting room of a Uniqlo store in downtown Beijing. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.